This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. We're doing the news, my man.
Do it.
Another story out of Boston.
Please.
This time does not involve a flight and someone urinating on an elderly woman. It involves
an ugly woman or elderly?
Elderly.
Okay, elderly. I thought you called her ugly.
No, I meant to say elderly. Did I say ugly?
I don't know.
She was ugly in my mind, but I meant to say ugly. So
you meant to say ugly. You just said it again.
I meant to say elderly, I mean. Sorry.
Why are you calling her ugly?
I don't know. Isn't she ugly in your mind when you envision this
old
woman? Right.
No, she's not ugly in my mind.
Yes, she is.
You won't
max out your tender at anything past 33 or something, right?
Well, I mean, she's not doable, if that's what you're asking.
A toddler in Boston, you know, they got a lot of water there in Boston, and dad is walking around with his toddler, and his toddler kind of slips away from him, just a couple steps there, and falls into a canal, into a river. And of course, as a dad would do, I mean, your toddler just fell into this canal, you got to jump in there after him, and it looked like it was a good, I'm bad at guessing how many feet, I don't know, in the picture I'd say it's 20, 30 foot, it looked like a good drop into that water there, that retaining wall, but was pretty high up. So the dad jumps in to help his son. Now tell me, if you are a non-religious person before this, that you wouldn't become religious after this, because he jumps in the water to help his toddler, and no sooner had he jumped in there to help his toddler than a duck boat shows up. Remember duck boats?
Yeah, right. The
like
one that
the
killed
one that
all those people?
Capsized in Missouri and killed
them. I guess the duck boat didn't kill him. Drowning killed him, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, but there was that terrible accident and the tours. When
horrifying when you watch that, man.
And I had just been on that boat 2 weeks earlier.
I went on vacation recently somewhere and there were duck boats, and the boys were like, you want to go on? I'm like, no.
I thought they closed him down.
Maybe it wasn't duck, but it was the same kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. No, maybe they are, because they called this a duck boat.
Now, okay.
It didn't have the duck boat logo like the one in Branson did, but it's one of those same style boats, and they kept referring to it as a duck boat. But this duck boat comes up to rescue them. Now, that in and of itself is good news, and it's great. But then you come to find out that this duck boat was out there doing training on how to rescue people in the water.
Really?
It just so happened that they were right there when this toddler falls in the water and dad jumps in to save him. They're out there doing these trainings, to, you know, water rescue trainings, and they come get him.
A man and a toddler pulled from the Charles River by a passing duck boat. The young boy was able to squeeze through a railing. He fell into the river below. The child's dad jumped in after him. And just moments later, the pair happened to be picked up by a duck tour boat that coincidentally happened to be conducting water rescue training at that very time. The child was taken to a hospital as a precaution. Both dad and son are said to be okay.
I mean, they're dead, but, you know, they're in a better place. No,
my grandpa, my dad, they grew up on a canal, right?
And
they lived there.
Like in Florida?
Well, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm in Florida, too, and they lived one there. But I was visiting my grandfather. I was little. My mom and my grandma were going to go grocery shopping, right?
Okay.
And they said to my grandpa and my dad, he's going to stay with you. You guys watch him. And they're like, okay. Well, at the last minute, I decided that I wanted to go shopping with them. So I just went and jumped in the car with them.
Okay.
Okay, so they take me. They come back, but they... So they're like, these guys don't even know that he left. So they say to my grandpa, hey, where is he?
Oh, they test him.
Yeah, where is he? And they're like, oh, he's here somewhere. They both go out to the canal and are being quiet about it and looking in the water to see if I'm floating in it. My mother lost her mind. She's like, we've been gone for an hour. You have no idea. And they're like, and they're both, can you imagine? My dad and his dad looking in the canal. Like,
not even jumping in, just like he's here. He's here. I mean, that's like better than saying he's right here.
I think they're just like, worst case scenario. Let's make sure he's not dead in the canal.
Yes, because otherwise
anywhere
he's in the house.
We'll find him.
Yeah, exactly. If he's in the house.
Walk out there and be like, oh, yeah, we're just playing out here.
Yeah. And they hear a splash. I mean, I thought about that. My dad couldn't swim. But if I'd been with my dad and fallen in the water like that, my dad would have jumped in.
Of course.
Which then, you know, it would have been my dad that they would have had to have rescued. But I don't think there's much that a parent wouldn't do in one of those moments
to
help
in,
their kid, whether it's a burning house or jumping into water and you can't swim, stepping in front of a gun, whatever the case. Yeah. I think that's just probably a parental instinct. But yeah, my dad couldn't swim at all, and yet I know he would have jumped into the water. Remember that one where the dog fell into the water, and it wasn't that guy's dog. It was a viral video a couple of years ago. It was a big dog. It was some sort of a terrier, like a pit bull. And this guy sees this dog fall into the canal, and it's kind of, you know, pawing at the retaining wall, but it's got no hope. And that dude, did you ever see this? He jumps into the water. According to the internet, at least, not knowing this dog, jumped in the water, and now he's got this dog that's flailing about, and he's trying to help, but now someone has to come get the dude out of the water. And I thought, would I do that? It's... I like to say that I would. Well, even if I can swim,
if I can swim, I'm going to jump. Like, if I'm me right now, then I jump in. I think I got it. And I know...
For a dog?
Yeah, and I know that's not, you know, being in the Navy for as long as I was, like... There's things that, you know, that might be a little risky to try to grab a dog that doesn't know you that could now attack you while you're in there.
Right.
So all those things. But I think I would jump in and try to help a dog knowing. But, I mean, if I couldn't swim, I wouldn't.
No. I get that. That's where you draw the line. Now, if it's your kid and you can't swim, you still try, probably.
I guess maybe I'm trying to throw him a rope or something. I'm trying to look at other ways. I mean, I'm... Because I know in my head, like, I think you probably do it instinctually, but maybe if you can't swim instinctually, you're like, I got to throw him a rope or a life thing or something. But
well, those people online, I remember saying, oh, this guy's such a hero, which he was, going in there and, you know, just rescuing this dog that he didn't even know. And I thought, I couldn't sit there and watch a dog suffering like that in front of me. It you see it jump into the water or it falls into the water, and now it's frantically trying to paw its way up this retaining wall where it's obviously stuck.
My kids guilted me when we went just recently vacation, where out on the boat. You know, and they're jet skiing or whatever they're doing, and I'm driving the boat, and then I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to just jump off the boat, and it's hot. Get a swim in, and then come back in, and they're like, put on a life vest. I'm like, I'm just jumping in for a minute. I'm fine. I was in the goddamn Navy. And then my oldest is like, what if something happens, and you die, and we're in the boat?
That's a good point.
And I was like, all right, man, I'll put it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just, and something in my head, like, I don't need it. Yeah, man, something could. I'm swimming fine. I'm just going to jump off and get back in. And they're like,
put on a life vest.
Yeah, put on a life vest. Why, what's the big deal?
Right, exactly.
Like, all right.
I mean, you know, your dignity, but
I mean, there is something to it.
A life vest. It's better than a helmet.
Once I put it on.
The bicycle helmet I can't do. The bicycle helmet, I'm like, unless you're forcing me to do it, I'm on some sort of a tour. But I can't. I'm just of that generation that I can't wear a bicycle helmet.
I always felt like...
I wear a motorcycle helmet, but not a bicycle helmet.
Yeah. I always felt like that, too. And I would let my kids ride without one.
It seems like they've become common now.
They are, but I've still felt like a bad parent.
I'm sure.
See my kid riding without a bicycle helmet, and I'm like...
But wouldn't you feel better?
But then I see other kids wearing one, and I'm still like, I don't want to make you put that on.
It's so bad. I don't know why.
I know, but it's safe. Like, and you think about it, like, oh, well, you didn't wear one when you were a kid. Right, but I also didn't have a car seat.
Exactly.
Right? My dad just My dad threw me in the back, you know, upper window and was like, just stay there. Put a cooler between you and your sister.
Yes.
And I'll smoke with the windows up. So it's not like, we should wear helmets and those types of things and take precautions. And as we learn more... We act better, but there's still something inside of me that's like, man, the only kids who wore helmets...
Were really...
Right, they really needed them.
Right? That's one way of
that's
putting
fair,
it.
That's fair, right?
Yeah, and I knew kids whose parents wanted them to wear one so they wouldn't ride bikes.
Right.
They'd stand out there and they would talk to us, whatever, but they wouldn't get on their bike because they knew their, you know, their dad's an ER doctor or something like that. Mom's a nurse.
And they should wear them. People should. My kid got an accident on his bike. Messed himself up.
Of course.
You know, he didn't have a helmet on. And then the doctor's like, did he have a helmet on? I'm like... No. I told him to.
I know he should be wearing one. Now that more kids wear them, it's different.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. But for me, God, it was such a target on your back, and they were just so uncool. Other things, for whatever reason, aren't that uncool. It's not like you go, this car's got airbags, that's stupid.
No, right, I'm with you.
There's just something about that helmet on a bicycle. Even on a motorcycle, some guys don't wear a motorcycle, some guys do, whatever, guys, gals, but I don't think if you wear one, people are automatically like, look at you, loser. No. But on a bicycle, they did that. I don't know. There was just no way to make a bicycle helmet cool. They tried to make the ones that had the mohawks on the top.
I did get one of those for my kid, and they're like, which, come on, man.
Just draws more attention, but I understand. It's like you got to try something because kids will not wear these things. The FAA has ordered investigations.
I only give my kids a leather helmet for football.
There you go.
Well, come on.
Yeah, they got hurt less back then anyway, right? So,
well, I don't know.
I don't actually know if that's true. I'm sure people say that the better equipment, right? There's this theory.
Well,
that people
there is a theory.
Take
like
the risk.
Joe Paterno suggested, which I'm not sure he had was looking out for kids.
No, not. Maybe not.
But one of the things they talk about concussions was he was like, just go to the no helmet, like rugby.
Yeah.
Because if you know you don't have a helmet on, you get your head out of the way.
You don't lead with it.
Right. You don't use it to try to. When you have a helmet on, it gives you a false sense of security. And that's how people get hurt. And I was like, well, it makes sense, except for, I mean, I guess if you hit your head against something. Well,
that
would be
bad.
Right.
And you'd have to show me, do people in rugby get fewer concussions?
I think they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they teach the rugby style of tackling now in football.
Hmm.
It's different.
Interesting. I mean, look, when he said it, I remember that being proposed, and I was like, I never would have thought of that, but I suppose it makes sense.
They taught for a while, like in high school football, and people remember this if you're, you know, my age, instead of you were supposed to take your head and put it right into the center of the person and tackle them basically with your head.
Lead with your helmet.
Right,
yeah. Use your helmet.
Now it's like, you know, that's illegal. Yep. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you know, against the rules. I shouldn't say illegal, but
they made it against the rules because people kept doing it.
Yeah,
because
killed.
It was strategy. Yeah,
right.
And then people were getting paralyzed. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break, come back, finish the news here in just a second.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! We're going to do some more doom scrolling?
Yeah, we're going to finish the news. I got to tell you about Topanga from Boy Meets World. I don't know if
I saw that.
Heard the news.
Also, Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, the Chow Zal says Laszlo died on the field when Slim Fast rolled that football, which is true.
Yeah, he talks about that. He never brings up the part where I scored 6 touchdowns that day.
We played a flag football game together in Denver, and we called a play where Slim Fast was supposed to pitch the ball to the running back because he Slim Fast said he was a good quarterback. And I said, well, just pitch it to me, and I'll run this way. And then he literally turned and rolled me the ball.
It was a bad snap. I didn't
have a
hold of it.
That's not a pitch. You don't roll someone the ball. Toss it to him.
I didn't have a good hold of it. It was a bad snap, and I didn't have a good hold of it.
You rolled it to me on purpose.
It was a fumble. No.
It went right to me.
It was, well, I mean, yes, it was a partial fumble. It was, I didn't have a good grip on the ball.
It literally rolled like it was a bowling ball.
Sure, that's happened during an NFL game before. It's probably happened to the best of them. What doesn't happen in NFL games is that same quarterback then goes and scores 6 touchdowns, receiving touchdowns in the same game, which I did. We're going to finish the news coming up. Oh, I still got to tell you the Scott Peterson
stuff. You're a big, tall, lanky, good wide receiver. You should not be a quarterback.
Well, that's fair. That's
fine. You shouldn't roll the ball to
people. I always played wide receiver in the backyard football anyway, so.
And the bedroom.
Yeah, okay. Sound gone. Ha ha. There, you get one. Some points. And the Applebee's all-you-can-eat fiasco. I love a good lawsuit or a good arrest at an all-you-can-eat restaurant. And I don't know if you guys know, but Applebee's, we brought back the all-you-can-eat. And, of course, people lose their minds when we bring it back. So it's back now, and someone, not
man,
in our home state, but some...
He's saying we because some fast moonlights at Applebee's.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Just
but
for the new
He's
listeners.
A bartender at Applebee's.
But anyway, this
Mr. M says, what doesn't happen at NFL games is asking friends to split a Diet Coke. Which we can get into.
That did happen at an NFL game.
Yeah, you asked me to
I offered to
you said, hey,
one.
Are you thirsty? How about we split a Diet Coke?
I said,
I'm
do
like,
you
why don't we
split
just get
drink?
Our own?
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Moneybags.
Because I wanted my own
just
coke.
Paid $20 to park in a church parking lot.
We
and
had
now
to
I'm
walk
trying to save
10 miles
little...
to.
Yeah, well,
the whole
you know
thing
what?
Was a debacle.
It won't happen again. I'll tell you that much. It won't happen again.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
We're finishing the news, my man. I mentioned to you that Scott Peterson has a new documentary. Now, you said you saw
There's one on Netflix.
Yeah.
I started it, but it was one of those things where I was like, man, I want to watch this. Like, and I want to be involved in it. And so, you know, it's hard to do with kids around all the time or whatever.
Right.
And then waking up at 6, I'm like, well, if I start it, I'm going to want to watch all the episodes, and now,
you don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yep, I know. I watched
all it. All my problems seem so stupid nowadays.
Like, sure, but
I don't want to stay up too late and watch TV. But before, it's like, I don't want to stay up for the fourth day on cocaine.
Yeah.
We'll get older. I mean, if we're all doing it, I'm in, but, I mean, I'll do it. But, boy, we're going to be tired on that fifth day, I mean, unless we just keep going. But now I'm like, boy,
I hate myself in the morning for watching this.
3:56 minutes, and it's 9, that's 10, well, that's almost midnight. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
How many hours does that give me?
Oh, no.
I gotta drive the kids to school. So there's the one on Netflix, I watched that. I think what you were hoping the Netflix one would be, it would explain some of this Innocence Project stuff, what the theories are, which, I mean, maybe it sort of
If you don't
does.
Know who Scott Peterson is, Scott Peterson was convicted years ago of killing his pregnant wife.
Lacey, yeah.
And I always just had doubt. It felt like, it was like in the, when this happened was the height of the Nancy Grace stuff. Like,
yeah.
Let me tell you. Like,
you're guilty as soon as you're on cable news.
Right. And then they, you know, the stuff that he was having an affair and
she
was missing and he masturbated to porno and, like, it was just a lot of stuff, you know? But it was, like, all that stuff together, I still was like, that doesn't, he didn't like her. He was having an affair. Doesn't mean he killed her.
It was a lot of character assassination stuff.
Like, he's just a bad dude, which he could just be a bad guy, but it didn't mean that he killed her.
Well, the Netflix thing, I think at least, people on Twitch, if you've seen it, you can tell me whether or not you agree. I felt like the Netflix thing was another one that made him look guilty. It did.
So you watched it.
Yeah, I watched that one, and it was just it was stuff. I didn't feel like it was a whole lot that I didn't already know. If you've seen those specials about him before, it was really just kind of a rehashing of that. There's a new documentary, though, on Peacock called, I think it's called Face to Face with Scott Peterson. I have not watched that yet. I think it just came out today. It might have come out at like midnight last night, but I think today's the official release date. I just checked the app to make sure that it was actually out, and it looks like it is. But this is the documentary that he participated in. He speaks to the director from prison. They've got prison interviews, which, at least according to the thing I was watching this morning, they said it's the first time that he's really spoke out for one of these types of things.
Okay.
And I'm assuming this is going to be more focused on why he feels like he was railroaded, what he thinks could have happened, or what are they called? Innocence Project.
Right, so why it's in the news again after all these years is because the Innocence Project in California is now kind of taking up his case.
Yeah,
right?
They want DNA retested. The courts so far have said that DNA was already retested. It looked like it had kind of stalled. I know Innocence Project is still working on that, but what we never really got was a full story from the Innocence Project about what is it that made you take up his case.
Yeah, why were you going through all these cases? Why were you like, well, what about this Scott Peterson thing?
Yeah, what do you think happened? They do talk in that Netflix documentary about the burglaries, which is, we know that that is connected to this Innocence Project, story, because there was a house that was broken into, I think, the same day or the day before she gone missing. I mean, I just watched this thing. But they do talk about that some. But they don't necessarily give a good theory as to what's going on or why the Innocence Project thinks he's innocent. If you watch the Netflix thing and you disagree, please let me know. But I get the feeling that this Peacock one is the one that you're going to want to watch, because this will be the, hey, here's why he didn't do it, and here's why Innocence Project is involved.
In the new Peacock docuseries, Face to Face, the 51-year-old speaks out from behind prison walls.
I was so angry at the media because their reports just weren't factual. I strive not to show any emotion in the court because I didn't want to, you know, see them break me.
I certainly regret cheating on Lacey.
Why did you keep talking to Amber Fry after Lacey disappeared?
I was searching for my family. Stay in contact with Amber, I thought, and she wouldn't get into the picture, complicated, ruin the search.
I know it can be kind of hard to hear him there, but I'll say that, not saying that I think he's innocent or guilty necessarily, but just taking a non-biased view, I think the part about why would you keep talking to your mistress, I think his excuse is a believable one. You don't want this to become the story. He's saying, look, I wanted them to find Lacey. I wanted them to find my family, as he put it. If I talk about my affair, then that becomes a story. They stop looking for my family. Now, also, I'm sure, let's just say that he's innocent. We'll just pretend that we know that he's innocent. He's innocent. He's having this affair. His pregnant wife is missing. If he knows that he's got this mistress out there, and the mistress, by the way, doesn't know that he's married.
Right.
So she's now seeing him on the news just like the rest of us are because it was all over the news back then. Then he knows this is going to look bad for him. I mean, that's an obvious reason to want to keep this. Even if you're innocent, to want to keep this suppressed. So he might not want to say that in an interview now, but I think it would be okay to say it wouldn't be the end of the world. Like, hey, it would make me look guilty. But I also think that the thing that he does say is believable. That is, if they find out about my mistress, I'm guilty. They stop looking for my family. You know, that's what he's saying. I wanted them to find my family. And if I can keep her calm and try and keep a read on her and make sure she's not going to go do exactly what she did, which right. is call a press conference, a surprise press conference, then maybe the police can find my wife.
Plus, you almost, I mean, I get what he's saying, but it's almost like when you get in trouble when you're little. It's like, well, I mean, my wife is gone. Someone killed her. And now everyone has to know I was having an affair. Like, I get it. You're more worried about her being pregnant. But you're also like, I don't necessarily want to discuss that I was having an affair or say we had an open marriage and it wasn't a, like, what? I could see why, I don't even have to explain it. It's obvious. You're like, right. man, I hope this doesn't get out. And I think that's probably a dumb take.
Yeah.
And not the right thing. You just kind of share it with the cops and be like, hey, this is everything. Look into it. But also, I think, you know, I don't know. A lawyer may tell you, be like, hey, don't answer anything until they ask.
Right.
You know, I don't know what a lawyer would say about that. But I'm guessing a lawyer would be like, when they ask, tell them the truth. But they don't ask. Don't tell?
I think lawyers just don't tell them anything unless I'm there.
Right, yeah,
right.
Sure.
Just don't talk to them. But
as soon as your, like, wife is missing.
Right.
And you're like, well, I got a lawyer. People are like, well, you're guilty anyway. You got an attorney. Which we need to get rid of that kind of idea that.
Oh, lawyer.
Why would you have an attorney if you didn't do anything wrong?
I could give you a million reasons.
Right.
I can show you a million examples on a million different TV shows.
Right, and you know,
from false confessions to just being railroaded and an innocent person being put in jail.
The reason to even helping you make sure that they are doing their job and, you know, putting the heat back on them to be like, hey, you got to investigate other people.
Yep.
You know, like a lawyer can help you in all those ways.
Yeah.
But I think if they're questioning you about a murder, get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what police are questioning. Just get a lawyer.
Just get a lawyer. When the cops say we'd like to ask you a few questions, say, okay, well, I guess I need a lawyer,
right?
If you're going to talk to me, then I need to have a lawyer. I mean, the fact that when people in these situations, in these stories, do get a lawyer and the cops are like, well, we're just done talking. It's not like most of the time the cops say, okay, well, let's go get your lawyer and then we'll ask some questions. That almost never happens.
Right, yeah.
It's, oh, they asked for a lawyer, so we're done talking to him. Well, that tells me
that
you weren't talking to me. You were trying to get me to incriminate myself.
Right, and as soon as you get a lawyer, then they put out the press statement that says they're no longer
working with police.
Right, working with police. And you're like, well, no, I am.
Yep.
I just want my lawyer there.
And you're not talking to me because I have a lawyer now.
Right.
So
you're not working with me.
Exactly.
But right. that doesn't play in the media.
It doesn't. And I do believe him, even whether he did it or not, I do believe him when he says he couldn't win with the media. Some people, not everybody is trained to work with the media. And I believe him when he says, no matter what it was that I did, it was wrong. I didn't show enough emotion during an interview. Or they told me not to show emotion during trial because it could make me look like an angry person. Or
I wonder if somebody out and said it. Just literally said it, because you don't want to do it. But as soon as your wife's missing and the police talk to you and you get a lawyer and everybody's like, oh, we lawyered up. Just do that press conference and say, you know, I didn't do anything to my wife. I want to find her. I hope that she's still alive. And if you're asking why I got a lawyer, it's because I understand that I'm the number one suspect.
Yep.
Everyone will say that. You already are thinking it. I'm her husband. I didn't do it, but I understand who the number one suspect is, and that's me. And by the way, it's terrifying. It's terrifying that my wife's missing, and it's terrifying that police and the media and the people who are watching this are thinking that I did it. And then just go from there. Like, you know, I think that's the easiest way to go about it, but nobody ever does it because they're scared.
Well, there was that Netflix documentary a few years ago that I thought was really good, and it was about how trials now are basically, they happen in the in front of cameras, and you have to win that trial in front of the cameras. So a good lawyer now, if your case has got any type of attention, local or national attention, and the media is following it, then you need a lawyer who's good at the media and knows how to talk to the reporters and talk in front of the cameras, the right things to say when you come out of jail and you're released on bond, whatever it is. And they interviewed several lawyers for that documentary talking about that's key now. You can't just say, stay away from the media. That used to be a strategy. Don't talk to reporters. Stay away from the media. Don't show any emotion. Cover your face when you walk from your house to your car. And that documentary, which I believe was saying you can't do that anymore. That's not a strategy now. Right. You can't just hide from the media. You're going to have to face them, and you're going to have to do it right. So, anyway, I know what we'll be doing tonight.
Yeah.
I think we'll all be watching this. Well, you may not have enough time. You need to make dinner, and you got to.
Also, don't forget, we're talking about documentaries around. I think the murder of Steve McNair comes out tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is, that's just a crazy story in of itself, and I feel like I don't know nearly as much as I think I know.
I've seen a lot of things about him. I want to know this Innocence Project thing about Scott Peterson. That's what I want to know, who they think did it.
Got a lot of stuff to watch before college football starts.
A lot.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo, you ever been sued before?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, it's for questions like that, it feels like I usually know the answer. But I know you've been sued adjacent, right? You've been close to lawsuits before, but I didn't know if you'd ever actually been sued before.
A couple times.
Because you know, people who own businesses get sued a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain lines of work where people get sued a lot. Contractors get sued a lot, right? And I guess I just always assume you got to kind of have the balls to deal with that. If someone says, I'm suing you, you can't crumble. Because if someone calls me and says that, I'm probably like, I shouldn't own a business anymore, right?
Right.
I don't want to get sued. I can't handle this. But like Brooke's dad owns a business. You know, people say, I'm going to sue you. And he's been sued. And he's like, yeah, whatever. Comes with being a business owner.
Right.
Like, that doesn't sound like fun. But I always thought just the threat of being sued, let alone actually being sued, sounds so overwhelming. Even going through divorce, where you have to present paperwork for normal things like alimony and child support, that sounds overwhelming. Like, just take it all. I give up.
Way overwhelming.
I don't know what to do. If my lawyer can't do all this for me, if my lawyer needs me to do anything, then just hand me over. Put me in cuffs. I'll do my time. That's what it feels like.
That's too much sometimes, yeah.
But imagine of all the people that you could get sued by, who would be the scariest? Do you think like
the government.
Rich people in the government, it's hard to fight City Hall, right?
Or you can't fight City Hall? Well, yeah, because they just have
unlimited resources.
Right.
And people tend to trust their employees. They tend to trust police and those things. That's a scary one. But I think Diddy may have found a scarier person.
Diddy.
Like P. Diddy. I think he may have found a scary person or scarier group to be on the receiving end of a lawsuit.
All right.
You have not heard about this?
No.
I mean, you know he's been in the news for a lot of
I'm
things.
Interested.
They raided his house and all that, but you didn't hear who's trying to sue him for defamation?
No.
Oh. Well, it's one of the cartels. I'll explain coming up.
Okay.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.